All right, we're ready for our next question. And that is a question that often comes up today. In fact, it's often simply asserted. It's not asked. But if I put it in the form of a question, it would go like this. Hasn't the Bible been changed over history so that what we've got now isn't the Bible of Jesus and the apostles? And again, this produces or can produce a very simple answer. No, it's not been changed at all. And in fact, looking at the manuscripts that are extant, looking at the quotations of Christians way back in the first few centuries, looking at the way that copyists did their work and so on, the transmission of the text, we can say that the Bible is the most reliably transmitted book in the history of the world. It has more manuscript evidence behind it. It has more evidence from other versions which can be compared with the Greek and Hebrew manuscripts. It has more quotations of Christians and Jews that support it. And we can check against all of these different sources whether the readings that we have now in the Old and New Testaments are the readings that they had back then. And we can say that to a very, very high probability that we have the original readings. It's been common for people that have got no idea what they're talking about to say that the monks changed the New Testament back in the 4th century or 5th century, or maybe in some medieval monastery. There's absolutely no evidence for that. Please don't think, for example, that the Da Vinci Code was dealing with fact. It was made up. It was fiction. Now, even though the author, Dan Brown, claims at the beginning of the book to have based what he's saying on fact, he's been proved to be less than truthful in what he said there. There are books, for example, The Hidden Gospels by Philip Jenkins, The Missing Gospels by Daryl Bock, different answers on the Da Vinci Code problem, and then the more scholarly works, for example, the text of the New Testament by Kurt Alland, the text of the New Testament, another different book of the same name by Bruce Metzger, all kinds of books that have been dealt with the transmission of the text and so on, which show us what the manuscript evidence is and what the readings were. For example, let's just take a couple of examples from the Old Testament. Before the finding of the Dead Sea Scrolls in the 1940s, the oldest Old Testament manuscripts that we possessed were Masoretic texts from the Masoretes of around about the 800s through to, say, the 1200s AD, the Aleppo Codex and the Leningrad Codex being the exemplars. And certainly these were written 1,000 or more years after the documents that they purported to record. But when the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered, and these manuscripts, which are all of the Old Testament books apart from Esther, dating from circa 200 BC through to 70 AD, when the manuscripts were compared with the Masoretic text, it was shown that there was a huge amount of agreement in the readings. And this, by the way, was known beforehand because of the Talmudic quotations of the Old Testament and all of the numerous Old Testament quotations from Christian sources from the early church. But it was more confirmed when the different manuscripts were compared. The most famous comparison being the Isaiah scroll, which dates from around about 100 BC when it was compared with the Masoretic text, of 1,000 years. Later, it was seen to be over 99% in agreement in working, in wording. That's not surprising because of the way that the Jewish scribes went about their work, counting the individual letters, making sure that they were scrupulously careful in the production of manuscripts. As far as the New Testament is concerned, the evidence is actually more overwhelming. We have quotations from the first 2 centuries of the Christian church, from church fathers and from other books that quote from the canonical books, from which we can actually rebuild the New Testament in its entirety. We also have over 5,800 now Greek manuscripts. Many of them are very large manuscripts. Codex Sinaiticus, Codex Vaticanus, Alexandrinus, Papyrus 75, and so on. These are large manuscripts which contain a great amount of the New Testament. And they go back to the 2nd through the 4th centuries AD, and they agree with the quotations of church fathers earlier than that. And because of their proliferation in versions, over 10,000 Latin versions, then also Slavonic versions, versions in all kinds of different languages, there is no difficulty in piecing together what the original manuscripts of the New Testament actually said. And so, again, there is no New Testament scholar, unless he's a rabid liberal with his own agenda, who would disagree with Bruce Metzger, the famous Princeton textual critic, who said that we have 99% surety of a complete New Testament that resembles the New Testament which the apostles wrote. So, do the Bibles that we have, are they representative of the Bibles that were before the first Christians? The answer is yes. We can be absolutely sure that if we have a good translation, for example, the King James Version, the New King James Version, the English Standard Version, the New American Standard Version of the Bible, then we have before us a very accurate and reliable facsimile of the Bible of the first Christians.